Bible Workshop with Pastor Lee and Danita Boddy. Each week, we will take you on a journey into the Bible, exploring truth and faith. So stop wondering and start exploring with us. Welcome to another episode of the Bible, actually our first real episode of the Bible Workshop. And our topic this week is the power of your testimony. Tell it, right? So, all right, here's the thing. A common Christian word, we hear it in church, right?
Yes,
a lot. Testimony, your testimony. Church folk always have a testimony. But what is a testimony exactly, and why should we tell it? That's our topic today. And of course, we're going to the Bible to workshop it. So the passage that my husband did a sermon on this a couple of Sundays ago, and he came out of Luke chapter 19, the first 10 verses. And that was what he used to establish why we need to share our testimony. So do you want to start off? Let's just read Luke 19,
yes.
And then we'll start talking about it.
You want to take the first 5 verses, and I'll finish with 6 through 10.
Okay. So Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house."
In verse 6, "And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. And when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, 'He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner.' And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, 'Behold, Lord, half my possessions I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back 4 times as much.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because he, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost.'" May the Lord add a blessing, understanding to the reading of his word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor. So you've preached this passage recently, so I want to ask you a few questions about it.
Okay.
All right. So we start off with he entered Jericho. The logical question is, who is he?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
And if you notice, depending on what version of the Bible you have, the he should be capitalized. And whenever it's capitalized, it's talking about Jesus. So he who entered, passing through Jericho, is Jesus. He was leaving Jerusalem, headed through the rough terrain, headed to Jericho.
Amen. All right. So there's another person here, though. We have a man named Zacchaeus, who we understand is, in verse 2, it says he's a chief tax collector. Mm-hmm. He's rich. And then in verse 3, we see him, they say he's small in stature.
Yes.
So he's a short guy.
Yes.
Right?
Short guy. And details are important in the Bible. It's really letting us know kind of who he is. And those details will come into play as we study these 10 verses. Now, a chief tax collector. Now what vocation is that? It's not like today's tax collectors being...
It's not the IRS.
Not the IRS, like today, who send you mail correspondence saying, "Hey, you owe this amount." No, Zacchaeus and other tax collectors would go door to door, knocking on the door, telling each household, "You owe X amount of taxes." Now, the problem was they would charge an extra fee for the taxes that they collected. So
they're skimming a little off the top.
Skimming a lot off the top.
Okay.
Especially as a chief tax collector. Not only did he skim off the top, but he would collect from other tax collectors when they skimmed off the top. So him being rich is a big deal, because he gained his riches in an ungodly way. So that's very important to understand this chief tax collector.
Yeah.
And they were very diligent with their vocation of collecting taxes, because they profited off of it illegally. So that's very important.
Could you imagine the IRS knocking on your door, actually?
I know, right? Garnishing your wages, take your home from you. So they were feared. They were ungodly people, and they were despised.
Okay.
They did not like them at all, the people back then. And now you can understand why.
Okay, so that makes the story even more interesting.
Yes.
So we see here in verse 4, mm-hmm. it says, Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree. And here's what I'm just wondering, just like, why did he climb into that tree? Here's a man of means, right? He's a chief. So he's like at the head of his office, his profession. He's rich and he climbs up a tree, and I'm assuming it's daylight, right? Doesn't say that it was nighttime. Mm-hmm. So in broad daylight, this man, I imagine him in what is the equivalent of a suit today, back then, climbing up into a tree. What drove him into that tree?
That's the big question of the whole passage. It jumped out at me when I was preparing to preach this passage. Hopefully, whenever we're reading the Bible, things like this will jump out at us, and we will ask the question, like, what was it that made him go up that tree? Now, I want you to think about something. When we talked about testimony, let's define that. So let me ask you, what is a testimony?
I think it's sharing what God has done to you, for you in your life, telling someone about it. So God has been good to you in some way. You've reflected on it. You realize the importance of it. And you share that with someone so that someone else can experience what you've experienced.
Yes, absolutely. I like to put it this way. When you give your life to Jesus Christ and you have that conversion experience from a sinner to a saint, it's something that you can possibly keep to yourself. So as we look at this passage, I want everyone to think about that. This is Zacchaeus's conversion experience when he was converted. And that's what we're going to watch play out as we study the rest of these verses. So what drove him up that tree? I believe ultimately it was to get to know who Jesus is.
So more than just curiosity.
Yes.
Because he could have, I mean, granted, he's shorter than the average man, I guess, and it was difficult to see over the crowd. So there was a practical reason.
Yes.
But even beyond that and beyond curiosity, you're saying.
Yes, much deeper.
There was a desire.
That's right. That's right.
To know this Jesus.
Amen. And we're going to see that play out. Now, I thought about something as I was preparing this passage to preach. A lot of times we come to know Jesus Christ because of someone else's testimony. Our mother, father, grandparents, friend, someone telling us what Jesus has done for them. Your testimony, what we talked about. So as I was looking through the previous chapters in the Gospel of St. Luke, I thought about Zacchaeus going around collecting taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that Zacchaeus heard about other people's testimony.
Yeah.
Because he was active with the community. So I'm sure that he heard testimonies. He heard and talked, heard about Jesus's miracles and everything that preceded chapter 19. I was reminded, and what I talked about, I was reminded of a three that I pointed out when I preached this text. In chapter 8 of Luke, we had Jesus curing the demon-possessed man. His name was Legion. So demon-possessed, Jesus said, come out of him, done. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Zacchaeus also knew about that story. How about also in Luke chapter 8, a very popular story today with the woman, the flow of blood for 12 years.
Yeah.
And she was healed. She just needed to touch the hem of his garment. Could Zacchaeus have heard about that story? I would think so. And then even a story right before chapter 19 in Luke chapter 18, Bartimaeus, a blind man, is blind. Could you think about Zacchaeus going to that home, knocking on the door, collecting the taxes over the years, knowing that man was blind, and yet then he comes back one day and he's not blind anymore, he's healed. And the whole household telling Zacchaeus how he became healed. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that he heard these stories before he decided to climb that tree and get to know Jesus and what he's all about. So
this is all the same region.
Yes.
Like if we understand some of the background
the geography
and the geography of it, he's in the region where all of these healings are taking place.
Yes.
And word spreads. That's
how
a lot of people came to know that there was a Jesus, this man going about, you know, performing these miracles.
Same way today.
It spread. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. You know, again, what's our topic today?
Right.
Your testimony.
Right.
I mean, word spread.
Right.
You know, go tell it on a mountain, the song,
right.
the song
right.
goes.
Right.
So as we set up his actual conversion experience, it's not out of the realm of possibility that he heard about these stories.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. So he's listening to the testimonies and he's curious and he's drawn. All right. So here's the other side though. It says, Jesus said to Zacchaeus in verse 5, "Today I must stay at your house." Why do you think Jesus chose to stay at the home of the chief tax collector whom the people despised?
That's right. Well, now we need to go back to the mission of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
His mission is to seek and save the lost. He's about his Father's business. That's why he was born of the Virgin Mary and started his earthly ministry, died on the cross for our sin, 3 days later rose again. He's about his Father's business to spread the gospel that he is the Savior of the world. So it's not, again, out of the realm of possibility. Of course, Jesus did that. That's what he's been doing for all of us since his earthly ministry, to seek and save the lost.
Yeah.
So he knew that Zacchaeus was cheating people of their taxes. He knew that he was becoming rich because of it. He knew that he was an ungodly man. So
it's almost twofold, to show people, the people that society condemns and discards, Jesus is like, I came for them too, but also to have an impact on their lives, to show them maybe the error of their ways, by even just presenting himself, right?
That's right.
And that's what helps us to turn around. So it's like a twofold thing. He's dealing with the person, but he's also dealing with the society.
That's right. And remember, he's always has a spiritual lesson he's teaching, that he want to show people that they are lost and that they need to be saved.
Right.
So
right.
as he pointed out. So of course, now Jesus saying Zacchaeus, hey, I'm coming to your house, wouldn't have been popular, because this is a guy who's cheating people their taxes. This is an unfair guy. Hey, Jesus, why are you coming and helping him? You ought to be disciplining him. He said, no, I'm coming to your house to stay at your house. And so they would have been upset about that, they being his audience.
Yeah, well, it says verse 7, they began to grumble.
Yes. Yeah, imagine that.
So it's like the murmuring is like, I can't believe he is staying at
That's as if, you know, think about it today. In today's time, that Jesus would go to the prison where people are convicted of heinous crimes. And why would you go there? What about us? We haven't done, you know, the crimes that they committed, but that's who he comes for.
Right.
Those who have lost, those sinners who need to be saved by his grace. So, yeah, they grumbled in verse 7. He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And it's amazing that they were say that, because this sinner is talking about other sinners.
Right,
we're,
right.
We're all sinners, right?
Right.
Pointing out someone else's sin.
Right.
So that was interesting.
You know, I like here, too, it says that Zacchaeus received him gladly. So I think that's kind of important too, because here's Zacchaeus doing what is, you know, despised by many people, but he's intrigued by Jesus. And Jesus came, he didn't like skirt around truth.
Oh,
he wasn't light with it. So you know, if he's coming with truth. But yet Zacchaeus, it says, received him gladly. Like, what do you think that speaks to? What is that? Is that, you know, the heart of people really, like, who Jesus is undeniable to most. And that Zacchaeus really, I don't know, did he desire change in his life?
Well, I think so. After, you know, realizing, that's all of us, when we've fallen down as low as we can go, there's only one way to look, and that's up. And again, hearing the other experiences, the conversion experiences of others, hey, you know what? I want that too. So he had that moment where,
yeah.
hey, I want to know Christ as well. And think about that. He was really serious about it as well, because remember, he's short. So Jesus, wherever Jesus went, there was a crowd. So he's like, it's not enough for me to peek over a couple of people and try to see him. No, he scurried up the tree. Rich man, unheard of back then. I need to see Jesus. Came to that point where, you know what? I need my own conversion experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell other people's testimony. I want my own. I want salvation for myself. So then he says, the text says, he scurried up the tree, but then he scurried back down. I need to have this conversation with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what he said, you know, in verse 8. He says, I don't just want to say that I know the Lord. I want actual conversion experience, mean that you have changed. You did a 180, right?
Well, yes. Like there was a whole, something happened.
Yes.
There something happened because Zacchaeus, it says, gives away half of his possessions.
Yes. Yes.
Something happened.
That's a major thing. Because remember, he's a rich man. He's ungodly. You know, he's trying to keep all that money to himself. But when you, I say it all the time, when you bump into Jesus Christ
yeah.
and you bow down to that cross, something changes, right?
Right.
Your thoughts, your actions. I'm not saying immediately you become perfect, because we know we're not on this side
right.
of heaven. But your life changes. Your thought process start to change when you have that conversion experience. So this rich man who loves his riches to the point where he's defrauding people says, look, Lord, I'm so serious about this. I know who you are. I love who you are. You are the Christ. I will give half of my possessions to the poor. That's a major thing. You know, we don't like giving up 2% of our 10%.
Right.
He's giving up half.
And he says if he defrauded anyone, he'll give back four times as much.
How's that for redemption?
Right.
Yeah. All because he came to the point where he wanted to know Jesus Christ as his Savior. And when you honestly do that, that conversion experience, people will notice because you change.
Right. Isn't that what repentance is, though?
That's
it's
exactly
like
right.
his moment of repentance. I see the direction that my life has been going in, and I'm going to turn it around.
That's right.
Because I've had an encounter with the Christ.
That's right.
Right? And I recognize something about myself, and I need to change it.
That's right.
And he turned it around.
And we talk about that all the time, right? You don't have to even tell someone you're a Christian. If they knew you before you were, you giving your life to Christ and converted, and they know you afterwards, they should be able to just see and experience the way you talk, the way you behave, the things you used to do,
mm-hmm.
Sin you used to be in that you don't do anymore. They should just know by hanging around that something's different about you.
Right.
Since you've given your life to Christ. So Jesus, the natural response, Jesus, because Jesus knows everything. He knows when you're sincere. Today, in verse 9, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, saying, yes, Zacchaeus, I know your heart, because Jesus knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. That's why he came. Zacchaeus, going back to why he climbed that tree, he wanted to know Jesus Christ, his personal Savior. He wanted to be converted. He didn't want to be a sinner anymore, known as a tax collector, but he wanted to be a saint now. He wanted to be a follower, a Christ follower.
Right. So I think this is interesting because he's so much more than what people thought he was.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's like Jesus brings that out of him. He's so much more than what people thought he was.
That's right.
People were ready to discard him, and he has this encounter, mm-hmm. and now Jesus is saying he too is the son of Abraham.
He's
among the faithful.
That's right.
He's among the faithful.
He's lost, now he's found.
Right.
And that's all of us. Think about
that
today.
That's all of us.
That's all of us. You know, and the moment, you know, I say again, the people who were grumbling about Jesus even talking to him or inviting him to going to his home, they're the same ones who can see this. They see this change, and that's
right.
key. Again, we're coming back to today. Something about you ought to be different once you give your life to Christ.
That's right.
That conversion right. experience. And again, to kind of put a bow on this, what we're talking about today, the moment that you give your life to Christ, it's impossible for you not to share it. It's impossible for you to say, okay. To tell, not tell anyone what Christ has done for you. I want to use a quote from a great theologian, preacher, Charles Swindoll. And he says this about our conversion experience, our testimony, if you will. The skeptic, he says, quote, "The skeptic may deny your doctrine or attack your church, mm-hmm. but he or she cannot honestly ignore the fact that your life has been cleaned up and revolutionized."
Amen.
In other words, your testimony say more about you than anything you can possibly, any words you can possibly utter.
Amen.
And that's the key in this testimony and this conversion experience.
That's so powerful. And that's what each of us should desire. That's what each of us should want to have. I desire it. I'm so grateful for how Jesus came into my life.
That's right.
And, you know, want to keep sharing it. It's why we're doing what we're doing right now with this podcast, right?
That's how I know Jesus. Because of my mother and a whole lot of other people.
That's right.
Shared their testimony and told me who he was. And look, I was in the deep end of the swimming pool drowning. And back then, before I became a Christian, I didn't even know I was drowning. Yeah. I'm there flailing in the water, not knowing it, think I'm doing everything great. And come to realize that I'm actually drowning. That I need salvation. I need help.
That's right.
And of course, Jesus jumped in, gave me that life raft because of testimony of others. And he drugged me out of the deep end. And now I'm a sinner saved by grace.
That's right.
Of course, I'm going to tell everyone. I want to tell everyone about my conversion experience because I want everyone else to be saved as well.
That's right. So to our audience listening, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or
we've been
you
there.
Realize that you need more in your life,
that's
where you meet Jesus. And really, it can change.
Yes.
You can turn around.
Invite
turn it around.
Your heart.
And you can become a blessing
that's right.
to others.
That's right. Because God wants to use you. He doesn't save you just for heaven. Heaven is great. Of course, it's awesome. But he wants to use you while you're here on earth. So he wants you to share your conversion experience so other people will see it, watch the victory you're living in, and also become a Christ follower as well.
Amen. So that's our topic today.
Yes.
Talking about sharing your testimony, the power of it, and how it can affect even other lives
that's
around
right.
you.
That's right. Right? Zacchaeus's converted experience. Amen. When he gave his life to Christ.
Amen. That's right. Today's episode.
Yes.
See you next week.
Thank you for joining us on the Bible Workshop. Now take what we've studied and apply it. We'll see you again next week.